Lane Johnson has faced really high-quality edge rushers every week so far this year. What is your evaluation on the way that he's played so far?
Lane has played very well, like you said, against top-notch opponents every week, and it's really going to continue throughout the whole year. Looking at the schedule in advance, even before the season, we could see that was going to happen. So I imagine that was part of his motivation the whole offseason.
When it comes to some of these positions where it's committee, whether it's running back or left guard, how do you guys go about that during the week? Is that something, is it a feel during the game, or do you have a plan that you game plan during the week? How does that work?
Typically, for an offensive lineman, there's a plan by series. When it's for backs, it's more play design, often is the case. So depending on, like I said, running back, it'll be player specific for the plays, as coach has said, and we've said when we game plan. Typically for offensive linemen, it's some kind of rotation that's predetermined, 2-1, 2-2, something like that.
What is it specifically about Corey's running style or ability that you're comfortable with him in those, you know, third and twos, third and ones?
Great balance, strength, no fear, just powerful runner. But you need good balance along with power and vision, and he's really showed all that consistently.
Where's your level of concern with Torrey Smith? He's obviously struggled a little bit here in the beginning of the season.
No concern. You play enough, you get enough balls thrown to you, you line up at guard or tackle or throw enough passes, you're going to have your miscues. Sometimes they come in bunches. So in the immediate term, we've got a lot of confidence in Torrey. He's played this game. He's been around a long time, made a lot of plays.
Carson's third down numbers are way up this year, Frank. Obviously, he's got some better people around him, which has helped. But he seems to be better in those situations. Besides just being a year older, what's helped?
Well, there's no doubt that he's been better in that area, and there's no doubt, as you said, that he's got better players around him who are playing well, and the offensive line is protecting. But in the developing of becoming an elite franchise quarterback, something that we've talked to him about from the start, that really what sets you apart as a quarterback is how you perform in situational football. That's third down and red zone. And then what kind of a knack do you have of making big plays on first and second down? That's really what separates those elite players. And so becoming a playmaker on third down and in the red zone is a big part of any quarterback's development. I think he takes a lot of pride in that. I think he knows that. I think he studies it a lot. I think he has a lot of confidence in the players he's throwing to. So that's been encouraging at this point.
Frank, is it accurate to say that you haven't had to help the line, the tackles at all, really, in pass rush situations in terms of chipping guys?
We provide some help. We provide some help. It's not – I've been on teams where you literally say we have to help them every seven-step drop or anytime you think you have anything downfield at all. What we have the luxury of doing here is we don't have to help them every time. And we probably wouldn't have to help them at all, but there are times, just like for Carson, there are sometimes things with a quarterback that you call breather plays, where you want a guy just to be able to get up. You got to do a lot of math on every play. Every now and then you just want to do 2+2. And same thing for a tackle. They got a big job blocking those great edge pass rushers 30, 40 times a game. So every now and then you just want to give them a little bit of help. Just kind of takes a little bit of the load off. So we do that more preemptively just to kind of help them during the game. Not that they need it, but we just think it gives them a breather.
With LeGarrette's big run, Doug talked about Zach's blocking, and it's helped to spring that. How big of an improvement has he made in that aspect of the game?
You know, Zach has definitely blocked well this year. I think it was Zach. We know Zach is an elite receiver at that position. Haven't been around too many guys that run routes like him, but really kind of an emphasis on being the complete player, because there's not a whole lot of tight ends that can run routes the way he run and be productive blocking at the line of scrimmage. And, you know, Zach's really done a good job there, really improved, been physical, been a lot of that is just a mindset and being physical, and to his credit, he's done a good job.
As a follow-up to that, you saw Dallas Clark, and he's a 100-catch tight end. You saw Antonio Gates, and you're 80-catch tight end. What does it take for a tight end to have that type of volume in an offense?
Some of it's just pure attempts by the quarterback. And I think it's already been established that there's certainly a great chemistry between the two. And given enough attempts and given you stay healthy for 16 games, you know, Zach can put up numbers with the best of any tight ends, really. I think that's how we all feel here.
Frank, with Carson, is he forcing fewer things down the field? Have you noticed that he's not trying to get the ball in tight windows sometimes like he did last year?
Yeah, I think he's making – his decision-making has been excellent, really good. I mean, his preparation – Coach DeFilippo does a great job with him there. It's just very detailed. The whole preparation process, going through every play, every progression against every coverage. I think Carson's done a great job working with Flip and the other quarterbacks and taking a lot of pride in that and protecting the football. We went into this game last week, especially every week, but you go on the road against a defense like that who has the pass rushers they have, and you just got to go in. If we just protect the football, we feel like we're the kind of team right now that if we don't give somebody a short field, if we can protect the football, we feel like that's obviously that's going to put us in the best chance to win.
Was that a point of emphasis with him over the offseason, just cut down the interceptions and not force things?
Yeah, but that's a point of emphasis with every quarterback, to be fair. I mean, you certainly want to be I think every quarterback, if you say – has a number where everybody wants to be single-digit interceptions when the season's over, and certainly have a lot of touchdown passes. But you can't play scared. And one thing about Carson, I know he's never going to play scared. So that's what I love. He still has that aggressive mindset and that aggressive nature to look downfield, but yet the decision-making has been excellent.
Are you receivers winning?
A player like Darren Sproles has done so much for the offense. Can you sometimes kind of find out more about what your other guys can do? Because it seems like, at least statistically, the offense has actually gotten better since that. Well, at least your running game has.
Yeah, I think when you lose a player like Darren, who it's hard to replace the things that he does. He has just such a unique contribution. Certainly, you got to find ways to fill in that gap. Sometimes it's with, in the pass game, nobody can quite run routes like Darren runs routes the way he does stuff like that, to be honest with you. So you just emphasize something else. Some of that could be just emphasizing the running game. But, yeah, it does certainly create a void that needs to be filled. And the good thing is when you have players that can fill it. And thankfully we've been able to do that.
Are your wide receivers winning enough 50-50 balls?
Yeah, I don't know the exact count off the top of my head, but I feel like we've been competitive. I feel like the route running has been solid. And we're going to keep firing it. We're going to keep firing it down the field and attacking and staying aggressive. And you got to trust your guys to win those 50-50 balls. I think Carson has a lot of confidence in them.
What are you seeing from Wendell Smallwood in terms of his vision and making the right decisions on run plays?
I think it's been good. He's has a little explosiveness to him. He's a thrasher, you know, kind of slashing runner. So it's kind of patience to the hole, speed through the hole kind of thing, as we say. And you can see that there's been some runs where he has nice patience, boom, put your foot in the ground and explode. And that's on some of the mid-zone stuff that you run, some of the inside zone stuff that you run. That's the kind of qualities that it takes that we think he has.
This may be a better question for Deuce, but how can you work with running backs in terms of contact and running after contact? Last week, you guys obviously had a lot of broken tackles from your running backs.
No, I think, yeah, in fact, I was just talking to Deuce and I were talking about that today. There's several things I think that we do that Deuce does specifically with the guys that train for that. Some of it's just the continual physical training. Obviously, you can't get the pounding out there. We're not going live out of practice. And then part of it's just the mentality. And you guys all know Deuce, and you know he has that mentality. And it's just the constant pounding of that mentality of the toughness. And when your position coach has that, I think there's a lot to be said for that. And I think Deuce has had a big role in that.
J. Do you grade Carson on plays even when he doesn't, when he hands the ball off, in terms of carrying out his fakes and doing that type of thing? And how has he been in that area?
Yeah, every step gets graded for every player, Carson being one of those. And Coach, I obviously sit in a lot of most of the quarterback meetings. Coach DeFilippo is very detailed on that stuff with Carson. And I will say this, Carson's as good at, he's the best at that I've ever seen. He carries out his fakes better than anybody I've ever seen. And I think that helps us. And you don't notice it a lot of times, but it's those little things that the cumulative effect of those things, so that when we run play action, so that if he ever keeps something off of that, he takes a lot of pride. It's one of the things that I think has helped him develop. He works very hard. He doesn't take plays off in practice. I've never seen a quarterback carry out fakes like he carries out fakes, and how serious he takes his ball handling in every aspect of it. It's excellent.
Through four games, how's Alshon's production going?
I think it's been solid. You know, I don't think it's been off the charts. Certainly number-wise, but we've had some big plays from him. The touchdown pass was a big play, obviously, last week. The one third-down conversion was a really big play. You know, Carson did a great job. We had an unblocked player. We had a miscue in our protection, so we had an unblocked player. And Alshon did a great job of getting in there with some speed, and it was a huge conversion in the game. And we've been running the ball pretty well, so the receivers naturally haven't been piling up huge stats when you're running it the way we're running. So I'm sure we'll have some games where he'll have some big catch games when we, because some of these games, one of these games, we're going to have to throw it 40 or 50 times again. That's just the way it's going to happen, likely. So it'll all even out over 16 games.
Frank, what you were just saying about Carson, how much of that did he develop once he got here, and how much did he have in college?
I mean, I think when you look at his college tape, you could tell it was something he took a lot of pride in. But certainly I think the detail of it at this level has been impressive from day one. And I think a lot of that is him, but I think a lot of that is Coach DeFilippo really, really harps on that with him and presses it on all of our quarterbacks.
Carson's throwback pass to LeGarrette, when you looked at it on tape, what was your impressions of it at the time, and how many quarterbacks in this league would you even call that with that have the arm strength to pull that off?
The one where he scrambled right and threw it back to LeGarrette. No, that was one that you get in the film room with him. You say, don't ever do that again, unless you're going to complete it. No, that was a freakish play. It is, seriously. It's the thing you say, you don't do this at home. I can promise you this. You guys know we've put a lot of emphasis on the scramble rules and working on that in the off season, but it's not in the scramble rules to scramble right and throw back across the field. It's not in. On that particular play action pass, LeGarrette was not in the progression. He's actually going the other way. He's there just in case the play breaks down and you have to scramble out to the left. He was not there. In no way should have that ball gone to LeGarrette. That was just simply a case of a great player making a freakish play. I don't know how he saw him, how he even got away from Melvin Ingram on a thing where he went right. It was true. It was just a great play by a good player.
Good. That's fine.